Thousands of guitar collectors are headed to Dallas this weekend for one of the biggest guitar shows of the year. They will get to see and hear vintage Martins, Fenders, and Gibsons that sell for as much as $250,000. The market for those guitars has been on a tear lately, as aging baby boomers buy up the same classic models, in some cases the very instruments, that their rock and roll heroes played. NPR's Alex Markels reports.
Say you had $10,000 to put towards your child's college education. You could buy a mutual fund, or maybe some gold, or you could buy one of these. That's a vintage Gibson Les Paul. It's the one that caught Andy Rappaport's eye as he recently browsed among hundreds of old instruments hanging from the walls at Southworth Guitars in Bethesda, Maryland.
I make investments for a living, and I've done very well at it, and my guitar collection has outperformed almost anything else that I've been investing in over the last 10 years. For example, I bought a guitar here in this shop several years ago. It's a Gibson Les Paul from the late 1950s. And I saw one for sale in a store in L.A. a few months ago for five times what I paid for it.
Only a few thousand of those guitars were produced. And with more and more collectors chasing them, some who don't even play the guitar, classic Les Pauls are going for record prices. Take the one Gil Southworth has on sale for $115,000.
This is a very early 1961 Les Paul Custom single cutaway black triple pickup model and an ebony fretboard, and it's got the happy springtime sound, you know.
When the first Les Paul model was introduced in 1952, it sold for $210. Its namesake is the jazz innovator who first mounted strings on a piece of wood to demonstrate the sonic possibilities. But compared to Les Paul's more popular rival at the time, the Fender Telecaster, the original Gibson model was only a modest seller, and it was discontinued between 1961 and 1968. That's about when a young British guitarist picked one up and played it in a new way. Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page transformed the Les Paul into one of rock and roll's holy grails. What Page did for the Les Paul, Jimi Hendrix did for the Fender Stratocaster, and folk rockers like Stephen Stills did for the Martin Acoustic. Overall, the vintage guitar market has nearly doubled in the past 5 years. Prices for acoustic guitars have steadily increased, but it's the electrics that have really blown through the roof.
When we look at this huge growth in solid body electric guitars from what we'll call the golden period, it's really a fashion statement.
Kerry Keene is an appraiser at Christie's Auction House and a collector himself.
We're projecting upon the instrument that we purchase a form of hero worship. Even Eric Clapton, the first guitar he ever purchased was a Fender Telecaster. Why? Because Muddy Waters played one.
That sense of awe helped drive up the bidding for one of the most fashionable Les Pauls, a rare 1959 Sunburst model, which Christie's auctioned off last October for $265,000. Sales of guitars actually owned by celebrities have fetched even higher prices, like Clapton's famous Blackie Stratocaster, which sold for nearly $1 million in 2004. Of course, the fame factor is just one attribute that makes the guitars so valuable. Another is the rich tone instruments develop as they age. Collectors like Southworth gush like wine connoisseurs when they describe, say, the sound of a vintage Martin acoustic.
I would say it's a delicate yet full-bodied, robust yet unassuming. I don't know, just playing around this really.
He's joking, of course, but it's fairly easy to hear the difference between his 1946 model and a brand new one, which sells for about a tenth that price just up the road at Guitar Center. Solid-body electric guitars don't resonate the same way, but guitar appraiser Gil Hembry says you can still hear the difference.
A vintage Les Paul is going to sound like a growl. It's going to growl at you. A newer one, although they're very nice, will sound more like a purr.
The distinction doesn't matter much to collectors like Rappaport. he continues to add both old and new guitars to his collection, despite the looks he gets from his wife.
Every time I come home with a new guitar, her, you know, she says, well, it could be a motorcycle or a blonde. And, you know, the guitars are preferable to those, so I think as long as they keep me out of trouble, they're okay.
Rappaport didn't go home with a guitar today, but Southworth doesn't mind. He'll find plenty of customers when he heads for the Dallas Guitar Show this weekend armed with a 59 Les Paul Sunburst. His asking price? Just $290,000. Alex Markels, NPR News.